主内的弟兄姐妹们早，今早的经文是取自约翰福音第十三章，约翰福音第十三章第一到第十七节。约翰福音第十三章第一节，逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了，他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。吃晚饭的时候，魔鬼已经卖耶稣的意思放在西门的儿子加略人犹大心里。耶稣知道父已将万有交在他手里，且知道自己是从神出来的，又要归到神那里去，就离席站起来，脱了衣服，拿一条手巾束腰，随后把水倒在盆里，就洗门徒的脚，并用自己所束的手巾擦干，挨到西门彼得，彼得对他说，主啊，你洗我的脚吗？耶稣回答说，我所做的你如今不知道，后来必明白。彼得说，你永不可洗我的脚。耶稣说，我若不洗你，你就与我无份了。西门彼得说，主啊，不但我的脚，连手和头也要洗。耶稣说，凡洗过澡的人，只要一把脚一洗，全身就干净了。你们是干净的，然而不都是干净的。耶稣原知道要卖他的是谁，所以说你们不都是干净的。耶稣洗完了他们的脚，就穿上衣服，又坐下对他们说，我向你们所做的你们明白吗？你们称呼我夫子，称呼我主，你们说的不错，我本来是，我是你们的主，你们的夫子，暂且洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。我给你们做了榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。我实实在在地告诉你们，仆人不能大于主人，差人也不能大于差他的人。你们既知道这事，若是去行，就有福了。感谢神赐给我们他神圣宝贵的话语。
我们谢谢凯逊弟兄带领我们读这段经文。我们这时候就要请郭牧师上台来为我们传讲今早的信息。他所要讲的题目是披齿洗脚。
Very good morning, and I greet you in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
大家早上好，我奉救主耶稣基督的圣名向大家问安。
I'd like to wish everyone a very blessed New Year as well.
我也恭祝每一位一个蒙福的一年。
When was the last time you washed somebody else's feet?
你上一回最后一次洗另外一个人的脚是在什么时候呢？
Husbands, have you ever washed your wife's feet?
做丈夫的，你是否曾经洗你妻子的脚？
My wife washes my feet all the time.
我的妻子啊，常常都洗我的脚。
That's not true.
那不是真实的。
Washing somebody's feet is not something that we do.
洗他人的脚不是我们就是所做的。
It is a very humbling job.
是一个很谦卑的一样服事。
Do you know that there is a church where foot washing is part of their Lord's Supper?
你知道吗？有一个教会，那洗脚是他们守圣餐的一部分。
That church keeps the Lord's Supper only 2 times a year.
那样的那个教会只有一年两次来守圣餐。
Before they take the Lord's Supper, they wash each other's feet.
在领受圣餐的之前呢，他们就彼此洗脚。
All the classrooms in the church will be converted to foot washing.
所有的课室，教堂里面的课室，他们都把它改为就是用来洗脚的地方。
Chairs will be placed in a circle facing outward.
那所有的这些椅子就围着圆圈来摆设，那向外
朝向外。
Men will wash men's feet, women will wash women's feet.
男士们就洗男士们的脚女士们就洗女士们的脚。
So you sit down in a circle, and then you will wash the feet of the person on your right hand side, for example.
那你就围着圆圈来做，那你就举个例子，就是说你就为右边的那个人来洗脚。
And then after that, they will have the Lord's Supper.
那之后他们就会来领受圣餐。
After the Lord's Supper, they will have a very big feast.
之后在领了圣餐之后，他们就大吃一顿。
Now, this is part of the church's teaching and understanding of keeping the Lord's Supper.
这是那个教会他们所理解的，他们所教导的这个圣餐。
Now, we do not do it in this church.
我们在我们的教会里面，我们不这么做。
Because we do not believe that foot washing is part of the whole Lord's Supper sacrifice.
因为我们不相信说洗脚是整个圣餐的一部分。
It is a culture in the time of Jesus Christ.
因为那是在耶稣基督时代的一个文化。
Now, if you look at John chapter 13, you realize that the foot washing took place first, and then the Lord's Supper.
那如果你看约翰福音第十三章，那你就发觉到说，洗脚的这件事情先，那之后就领受圣餐。
Now, why did Jesus suddenly wash the disciples' feet?
为什么耶稣基督忽然之间就是要来洗门徒的脚。
If you look at Luke chapter 22, a parallel account, Jesus just told the disciples that he was going to the cross.
如果你看就是类似的记载，就是在路加福音第22章，那里耶稣只是吩咐门徒们要来
going to the cross.
就是告诉他们说他将要上十字架。
After he said that, the disciples were quarreling among themselves to see who should be the greatest.
当他说了这一番话的时候，门徒们就在当中起了议论，说谁为最大。
In a few days' time, the Lord Jesus Christ will complete his ministry, and then he will rise from the dead, and then he will ascend to heaven, leaving these disciples to continue his work.
那在这之后的几天，那耶稣基督就会结束他在地面上的侍奉，那他就上十字架，之后他死后复活升天，那就遗留下这些门徒们在这里继续来服侍。
And all they cared about was, after our Lord is gone, who will now take over and be the next Lord of this group of disciples?
但是他们所在意的是什么呢？他们所在意的就是说，在主离开之后，在我们当中，谁要来代替主的位置，来带领我们这些门徒。
And so the Lord Jesus Christ started to take off his garments, took a towel, tied up and girded himself like a slave.
那因此耶稣就脱下他的外衣，那么他就束上腰带就是束腰 就好像一个仆人一样。
In the home of Jews, they have many types of slaves.
在犹太人的家中有许多不同等级的仆人。
There are slaves who will work in the fields.
有一些是在就是他们的田地里去干活的。
There are slaves who will do washing or cooking.
有一些是做一些洗刷的一些烹饪的。
But the lowest of all the slaves would be a slave that would wash feet.
那最低下的这个奴仆呢，就是那些为人洗脚的。
So if I am the master, I have a guest who comes to my house.
那如果我是主人，有来宾到家中。
The first thing that he needs is to have his feet washed.
那首先这个宾客首先要得到的就是他的脚要就是被洗干净。
They wear open sandals.
因为他们穿的就是一些就是没有包着脚的这些鞋子。
Their streets are very dusty.
他们的路都是尘土。
And so the lowest ranking slave in the home would come to the visitor, bow down, kneel down, and wash the visitor's feet.
那因此最低下的这些仆人呢，就会当这些宾客来到家中的时候，他们就会到他跟前，那就是跪下来，那就为他们来洗脚。
The disciples all understood such kind of slaves.
门徒都知道啊，有这一类的奴仆。
And so imagine your mind, the disciples all quarreling.
那你想想看，就是你设想一下，就是门徒们都在那边争论。
And then the Lord Jesus Christ suddenly did what the Bible described in verse 4 and verse 5 of John chapter 13.
那耶稣基督就忽然之间就做了在这个第五节所记载的这样的一件事情。
He poured water into a basin. He began to wash the disciples' feet. And then after that, he took the towel and he started to wipe their feet.
那他就是先把水倒出来，那就洗门徒的脚，然后之后用所束的这个腰的这个手巾来擦干他们的脚。
I'm sure the disciples would be shocked.
我相信这些门徒们都感到惊讶。
Immediately the quarreling must stop.
那马上的他们的争论就停止了。
Because suddenly they see their master, the Lord Jesus Christ, kneeling down, washing their feet one by one.
因为他们看到他们的主就跪下来为他们一个一个的来洗脚。
And then when he came to Simon Peter in verse 6, Peter said, Lord, you cannot wash my feet. You are my Lord. How dare I let you wash my feet?
那当他来到彼得的跟前的时候，彼得就说，主啊，你不可以洗我的脚，你是我的主人，你是我的主，我怎么能够让你洗我的脚呢？
And then Jesus said to Simon Peter, what I do now for you, thou shalt know hereafter. You will understand afterwards.
那耶稣就回答，他就说，我所做的，如今你不明白，不知道，后来必要明白。
In the Greek, in verse 7, the first word to know is head knowledge. The second word to know is experiential knowledge.
在原文，在希腊文，那这里所说的知道是头脑的知识，那明白呢，却是一个经历所累积的这样的一个知识。
As long as you do not let me wash your feet, you will not know. But you let me wash your feet, now you do not know. But after I have washed your feet, then you will know.
那如果你不让我洗你的脚，你就不会知道。那唯有你让我洗你的脚之后，你才知道，然后你之后才能够明白。
So the experience of having Jesus wash the disciples' feet was very, very important.
那因此，要经历耶稣基督来洗他们的脚，是一个很重要的一件事情。
How important was it?
到底有多重要呢？
Look at Jesus' reply in verse 8 to Peter's refusal. You will never wash my feet.
然后我们来看第八节，耶稣是怎么样的来回应彼得这样的一个拒绝。他因为彼得说，你永不可洗我的脚。
And Jesus answered him very sternly, if I do not begin to wash your feet, you have no part with me.
那耶稣就很严厉的来回应他。耶稣说，我若不洗你，你就与我无份了。
That means you're not a Christian.
也就是说你不是个基督徒。
Why is the washing of the disciples' feet by Jesus Christ so important?
为什么让耶稣来洗门徒让耶稣来洗他们的脚是这么样的重要呢？
If Jesus Christ was here, will Jesus Christ also wash your feet?
如果耶稣基督今天在这里，他是否也会洗你的脚呢？
The answer obviously is yes.
答案肯定的是就是是。
He will wash every disciple's feet.
他会洗每一个门徒的脚。
And if you say no, this is what Jesus will also say to you.
如果你说不，那耶稣就会用类似的方式来回应你。
What does it mean?
这是什么意思呢？
The Lord and the Master washing my feet.
我们的主，我们生命的主来洗我的脚。
That's why I ask you at the beginning, has anyone ever washed your feet before? Never.
那因此我在开始的时候就问你，是不是有人为你洗过脚呢？没有。
Even in our context, it is a very demeaning task.
即使是在我们当中，我们也会看为这是一个很卑微的一个差事。
But Jesus says, I will wash your feet.
但是耶稣基督说，他说我会洗你的脚。
I must wash your feet.
我必须洗你的脚。
Jesus is our example.
耶稣是我们的榜样。
The washing has a very important significance.
这样的一个洗是有一个特别重要的意义。
It definitely has a significance of cleansing.
它肯定是有洁净的意思。
Now you note Peter's reply in verse 9.
那我们注意彼得在第九节是怎么样的回应呢？
Simon Peter said to Jesus, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head, every part of me.
第九节这么说，西门彼得说，主啊，不单是我的脚，连手和头也要洗，就是我全身都要洗。
And then Jesus said to him, He that is washed need not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit, and ye are clean, but not all.
那因此耶稣就回应说，凡洗过澡的人只要把脚一洗，全身就干净了。你们是干净的，然而不都是干净的。
If you are already a Christian, Jesus says, I don't need to wash your whole body again. You're already saved. You're already cleansed.
如果
What I need to do now is to wash your feet only.
如果你是个基督徒，那主耶稣说，我就不需要为你全身都洗，因为你已经是干净的。那我需要做的仅仅是为你洗脚。
This is a reference to all of us in the church.
这是指着我们在教会里面每一个人而言。
The word one another refers to Christians.
那彼此就是指着就是所有的信徒。
It is a reference to our service to one another.
这是指着我们彼此之间对对方的一个服侍。
That's why this passage is chosen for the dedication Lord's Day.
那因此我们在这样的一个就职里的这个主日里面选择来思想这段经
文。It reminds us of the importance of how we serve.
这提醒我们就是我们如何服侍是何等的重要。
Don't serve as a lord over others.
不要是以一个主人的身份来服侍他人。
As long as the person says he's a Christian in the church, we serve as a slave.
只要对方是说他是教会里面的一份子，是基督徒，我们就带着仆人的心智来侍奉他。
But some may argue and say this.
那有一些人就会争论，起争论这样子说。
But I look at his life, he says only he's a Christian, but he doesn't behave as a Christian. Should I also be his slave?
那他会说，哎，他不过是说自己口里说他是基督徒，但是他的生命根本不像基督徒，我需要来好像仆人这样来服侍他吗？
I keep on forgiving him, he keeps on hurting me.
我一直的饶恕他，他一直的伤害我。
He is very unreasonable.
他一点都不讲理。
Should I still be his slave?
我仍然要做他的仆人吗？
Let me ask you one question.
让我问你一个问题。
These disciples here in John 13, did it include Judas Iscariot?
在你所说的门徒，有没有包括加利人犹大呢？
Did Jesus Christ also wash the feet of Judas Iscariot?
耶稣基督是否也洗了加利人犹大的脚呢？
The answer has to be yes.
那答案必定是是的。
Because Judas had not left yet.
因为犹大还没有离开那宴席。
He was still there.
他仍然在那里。
Because after this was the Lord's Supper. He was there at the Lord's Supper.
因为在这之后就是圣餐，他在圣餐的时候他也在当中。
As long as the person called himself a Christian, you wash his feet.
只要那个人自称是基督徒，你就要洗他的脚。
You can only at best guess that he may not be a Christian. That's all.
你顶多只能够说猜测说他不是个基督徒，那就是仅仅如此。
Jesus Christ knew that Judas was not a Christian. He said so. But not all of you are clean. And yet he also washed Judas's feet.
耶稣基督明明的知道说犹大加利人犹大不是个基督徒，他的确是知道这样。那当然呢，他在这里就说你们然而不都是干净的，但是他仍然还是洗了犹大的脚。
For Jesus knew who should betray him, verse 11. Therefore he said, "Ye are not all clean."
因为耶稣知道，耶稣原知道谁是卖他的这是第十一节所说的。那因此他说，你们不都是干净的。
Why did Jesus do that to Judas?
为什么耶稣要这样子的来对待犹大呢？
My understanding is this.
我的领悟是如此。
This is perhaps the last or the second last opportunity for Judas to stop sinning.
这是犹大的最后或者是第二个啊，最后第二个的机会来停止他犯罪的行为。
Jesus Christ loved all of them, treated all of them the same.
耶稣基督以同样的爱来爱每一个人。耶稣基督用同样的方式来对待他们每一个人。
Judas Iscariot must never say at any time that I betrayed Jesus Christ because he was unfair toward me.
加略人犹大不能够就是举出任何的不能够这样子讲说因为耶稣基督不公平对待我所以我才出卖他。
Jesus Christ never sinned against Judas Iscariot.
耶稣基督没有得罪过加略人犹大。
Don't you allow anyone to use your failure, my failure, in obeying God's word as an excuse to hurt us, to bring shame to the name of Christ.
让我们不给任何人有机会说用你或者用我的错事来作为理由说他们不愿意来接受耶稣基督。
Let's say you think that he's not born again.
我们假设说你认为他是还没有重生的。
And so you refuse to wash his feet.
那因此你不愿意来洗他的脚。
You want to lord over him as a master.
啊，你要就是成为他的主人。
And so you behave like the people of the world.
那你就像世界世人的这个态度一样。
He will use your sinful lord behavior as an excuse not to reject Christ if he's really not born again, isn't it?
他将会用你这样的一个行为作为借口，他就拒绝。如果他还没有重生的，他就用这样的借口来拒绝耶稣基督。
Don't conduct yourself in any way that will give people an excuse to reject Christ.
让我们在行为上不要有任何的把柄，让人来用作借口来拒绝。接受耶稣基督。
You wash one another's feet because Jesus Christ has washed your feet.
你为彼此来洗脚，是因为耶稣基督已经洗了你的脚。
If he doesn't want to wash my feet in return, it's okay. Jesus Christ has washed his feet. He is my example. Therefore, I will do it.
那如果他不愿意就是回报你，就是来洗你的脚，那你。那无所谓，因为耶稣基督已经来洗了你的脚。
So after Jesus has washed the disciples' feet, now he explains to them the meaning.
那当耶稣为他们每一个人洗了脚之后，他就解释那当中的意义。
So in verse 12, Jesus Christ washed their feet after he had done so. He took his garments. Now he sat down again, and then he asked them this question: Know ye what I have done to you?
在十二节就说耶稣洗完了他们的脚就穿上了衣服就坐下就对他们说我向你们所做的你们明白吗
The word know there is experiential knowledge is not head knowledge He just did it They experienced it
那这里的明白意思就是说他们在经历中他们知道了那他们的确经历了耶稣基督为他们洗脚
And so this is the meaning
这就是那意思
Ye call me Master and Lord, Jesus says, and ye say well, for so I am.
第十三节这么说，耶稣这么说，他你称呼我夫子，称呼我主，你们说的不错，我本来就是。
Are you a Christian?
你是基督徒吗
？Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior?
你是否已经接受了耶稣基督为你的救赎主，为你生命的主呢
？That is the condition.
这是那条件。
Have you truly regarded Jesus Christ as Master and Lord?
你是否已经真的是把耶稣基督当作是你的主，你生命的主
？And if you have called Jesus Master and Lord with all your heart, Jesus says to you, "You are right. You say well. You say correctly."
那如果你这是从心里面来称呼耶稣基督为你的主，为你的生命的主，那耶稣说。你说的不错，你说的正是。
For so I am, Jesus says.
耶稣说我本来就是。
And then look at verse 14.
我们再来看第十四节。
If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet.
那十四节就说，我是你们的主，你们的夫子，尚且洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。
He is talking about Christians serving together in the same congregation.
他是说到说，在同一个聚会当中，一起服侍的基督徒。
Have you had quarrels among yourselves in the ministries?
在服侍当中，你们是否曾经起过争论呢？
Washing one another's feet means you must forgive one another.
彼此洗脚的意思就是你要饶恕彼此的饶恕。
When you discuss issues in the meeting, when somebody brings up another idea, do you get angry and upset?
当你在开会的时候，就是在谈论一些事工的时候，有一些人就提起不同的意见的时候，你是否就因此而生气呢？
Washing one another's feet means listen to his idea. Maybe his idea is better than yours. Accept his ideas. It's okay.
彼此洗脚的意思就是说，聆听他的意见。那或许他的意见更好，那或许他的意见也没有什么问题。
If all of us were to do this, wash one another's feet, you know how wonderful serving the Lord would be in the church?
如果我们都彼此洗脚，那你可以想象得到吗？在教会里面一起服侍是何等美好的一件事情。
I regard you as always better than me.
我总是看你比我更强。
I am a slave to you.
我是你的奴仆。
I am a nobody. You to me is a somebody.
我在你眼前不足为道，你却是高高在上。
That is the mind that we must have whenever we serve the Lord.
这是我们在侍奉神的时候我们必须有的心思。
That is the mind that we all must have when we come to church every Lord's Day.
这是我们每一个人每一个主日来到教堂里面所当有的心思。
When we come together for Bible study, for meeting, for prayer meeting, whenever we are together, this is the mind that we must have.
当我们一起的来查经、来祷告会，我们一起的来聚会的时候，这必须是我们的心思。
Do you want a church like this?
你是否渴望有这样的一个教会呢？
It is up to you.
这是在乎你怎么做。
Do it for the Lord's sake.
为着主来做。
Don't do it for one another's sake.
不要为着彼此来做。
Because you will be angry with one another.
因为你会生彼此的气。
That is what you see out in the world.
这就是外头世界上的人给我们看到的。
Don't bring the ways of the world into our lives, into the church.
不要把外面的世界带到我们的生命中，带到教会里。
The world will lord over one another.
对外头的人是要彼此的来成为主人。
Please don't do that inside the church.
不要把这样的一个作为带到教会里来。
The church is a very important organism.
在教会是一个很重要的机制。
This is where the world will see Christ. How we relate to one another.
这是世界能够见到耶稣基督的一个地方，就是我们如何的对待彼此。
And so Jesus says to us this morning.
因此耶稣在今天早上这样子告诉我们。
Just as he said to the disciples.
就像他当时向门徒这么说。
For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you.
我给你们做了榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。
Please serve one another because Jesus Christ has served you.
我们请千万的就是要来彼此的来服侍，因为耶稣基督已经服侍了你。
Don't say I will serve only if you serve me first.
那不要说我唯有当你服侍了我之后我才服侍。
That is a sin, that's a transgression.
那是个罪，那是个错过错。
You do what is right because Jesus Christ has done what is right for you in your life.
你必须做那正确的，因为耶稣基督已经是这样子在你生命中来做了。
Verily, verily, Jesus says, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him.
那十六节主就这么说，我实实在在的告诉你们，仆人不能大于主人，差人也不能大于差他的人。
By not washing one another's feet, we are saying to Jesus that I am greater than Jesus.
我们若不洗皮子的脚，我们是在告诉耶稣基督说，我是比你还要更大。
That's why it is so important that Jesus said to Simon Peter, "If I do not wash your feet, you have no part with me."
那因此很重要的，当如果西门彼得不让耶稣来洗他的脚，耶稣就说啊，如果我不洗你的脚，你根本与我无份。
Jesus Christ has washed us of all our sins.
耶稣基督已经洗清了你我的罪恶。
He has washed our feet as an example to teach us humility.
他洗我们的脚来教导我们谦卑的功课。
Please understand what it means to be saved by Jesus Christ.
我们要确切的知道说被主拯救是怎么一回事。
Please know what it means to serve the Lord Jesus Christ.
要明白到底我们说我们服侍耶稣基督的时候是什么意思呢？
To serve the Lord Jesus Christ is to serve one another.
我们要服侍耶稣基督就是要彼此的爱。
It is to be a slave to one another.
也就是说我们成为彼此的奴仆。
Where we do not want to promote self, we only promote Christ.
而我们就是不高举自己，我们高举的是耶稣基督。
Do you know this?
你知道这一些吗？
I hope you know this.
我盼望你知道。
I hope you realize and understand this.
我盼望你知道，而且你明白。
And so Jesus says to us this morning.
因此耶稣基督告诉我们，今天早上告诉我们。
If ye know this, happy are ye if ye do them.
那你们既是知道这事，若去行就有福了。
So it begins with understanding.
那因此就是从明白来开始。
Now the next step.Is to actually do it.
那接下来的步骤就是去做。
We may not have done it in the past years.
可能我们在过去的年日里面没有这么做。
We may not have done it in the year 2014.
我们没有在2014年这么做。
Perhaps we may not know.
可能我们不知道。
But let 2015 onwards be a different service.
让2015年是成为一个不同的服事。
Now that we know.
因为我们现在知道了。
We have no excuse.
我们就没有任何的借口。
The Lord Jesus Christ has washed my feet.
我们的主耶稣基督洗了我的脚。
He has washed your feet.
他也洗了你的脚。
Let us wash one another's feet.
让我们都彼此来洗脚。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our gracious, merciful, loving Heavenly Father.
我们满有恩典、满有慈爱的圣天父。
We thank thee, O Lord, for salvation so rich and so free.In the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们为着我们所得到的这丰丰富富的这样的一个救恩，我们在耶稣基督里面所找的救恩，我们感谢。
He is truly our Lord and our Master.
他的确是我们的救赎主，我们生命的主。
And He has washed our feet.
他洗了我们的脚。
And He has set the example for us to wash one another's feet.
他也为我们设立榜样。好叫我们能够来彼此来洗脚。
Forgive me, O Lord, of all my sins.
求主饶恕我一切的罪恶。
Forgive me, O Lord, when I have lord over others.
求主饶恕我，当我抬高自己来对待其他。
Forgive me, O Lord, for not forgiving others.
求主饶恕我，当我不饶恕其他的人。
Forgive me, O Lord, for not apologizing to others when I have done them wrong.
求主饶恕我过去没有饶恕就是没有向其他的人来道歉，当我做 得罪他们的人。
May thou give me the grace to serve thee by serving one another, by doing so with humility.
求主给我够用的恩典，来接着服侍他人，来服侍你，给我有这样的一个谦卑的心。
Help me, O Lord, from henceforth to wash one another's feet.
求主从今以后就帮助我。们来彼此的来洗脚。
And may I never forget that Jesus is my example.
让我都不会忘记，耶稣基督就是我的榜样。
Now that I have known, grant me the strength to do it for Jesus' sake.
我现在既然知道了，求主就给我力量，为着耶稣基督的缘故这么做。
In Jesus' name, we give thanks and pray.
奉靠耶稣基督救主的圣名，我们感恩祷告。
Amen.
Amen.